Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Holy frickin' moly, it's actually the guy. You know, I feel like it was just yesterday that we were talking about this Gretchen Whitmer kidnap plot. You all remember the headline, and especially the way the headline was used. It was all Donald Trump's fault. It was Donald Trump's minions acting on their own behalf, engaging in a plot of domestic terrorism, attempting to kidnap the Democrat governor of the state of Michigan. Oh, the horror. Such a horrible event, in fact, that Gretchen Whitmer and other Democrats still to this day keep talking about it. But of course, as we know, the Democrat description of events, as per usual, doesn't exactly line up with reality. We know the whole thing was an FBI plot where the individuals charged had the charges dismissed because it was a clear case of FBI entrapment. They proved it. But it's one thing to read the headline, it's one thing to read an article, and it's a completely different thing to hear it directly out of the mouths of one of the individuals who got caught up in this whole thing. Yep, you pretty much get exactly where I'm going with this. The Real America's Voice Network actually ran into one of the dudes who got caught up in this thing, and he goes on for 4 minutes essentially telling us everything that happened, or at least his personal experience. I want to show you guys that clip, and of course it's even more relevant today, considering what happened at Trump's Pennsylvania rally last Saturday. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, we got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. Alright folks, so I'm going to present the clip, and I'm going to be very careful with my words. I know the mainstream media would present this guy as one of the far-right extremists involved in the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer, but I'm gonna describe him a little bit more accurately. Here is one of the victims of the FBI's plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in a now clearly proven false flag event.
There's a sign here, Whitmer kidnap plot victim. What, you were one of them?
Yes, sir.
You were one of the ones?
I've been trying to talk to you for a very long time.
Real quick, I'm gonna go back to Miranda, but tell me real quick, we only got about 20 seconds.
All right.
So you're one of the ones that got arrested for the plot?
Yes, sir. Eric Molitor. I'm Eric Molitor.
Tell me about it real quick.
Real quick. I don't even know where to start.
FBI infiltrated, basically set it up. Am I right?
The FBI set everything up. They drove people. They paid for everything. They wrote the script. Governor Whitmer herself opened her scheduling book and decided with the FBI and state police when to be the best time for the daytime ride, the nighttime ride. Then they duped people into it. We even have proof of them telling people, get as many people in the trucks as possible and don't tell them what you're doing until they're already on the road. Yep, it was 100% set up, and Governor Whitmer, and if they can do it to nobody like me, they will come after everybody else.
So let me ask your part in this without getting, I don't know if you're still going through the legal battles on it.
Acquitted, man.
Acquitted. So acquitted. So this is one of those things. She's still out there pushing this as if it was a legitimate thing that there was a kidnap plot against her that she set up with the FBI. Yes, so walk me through what actually happened that night.
Oh my gosh, man. So I didn't go on what's known as the nighttime ride. I was duped into the daytime ride. And again, there's so much that goes into it. Anyways, I had set up a civil defense force for my area in Wexford, Cadillac City, because Antifa and BLM was coming up there. Through this process, I had met Adam Fox, who lived down here in Grand Rapids, actually. After a while, he got me a job in private security, which was really awesome. I thought this dude was really, really cool. And he actually is a good guy, by the way. The FBI, the government has lied about this man, who's still in prison. Anyways, got a hold of me and asked me if I wanted to go for a ride. I asked, yeah, you know, what do you have in mind? I'm thinking it's this good guy shit that we got going on. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
But good guy stuff that we had going on, you know, looking for these vans that the police were telling us, they're coming. This is what they're driving. Anyways, so that's what I thought we were doing. Nothing was said about Governor Whitmer or anything like that. So anyways, we get him and Dan Chappell, the original FBI informant there, another lion person right there. He came up to pick me up, so him and Adam Fox. We get all the way up to Elk Rapids, which was an hour away from my house. Nothing was talked about. It was a truck with three men. We talked about women, alcohol, guns, like Americans do, you know. And anyways, we get up to Elk Rapids, and they said her cottage. I'm still not putting it together. You know, I'm thinking maybe the Antifa or BLM is trying to hold up it at a private residence instead of doing these hotels and motels that we heard about.
You guys were more doing security or what?
I thought that we were. When we got up there, and I'm already in a truck with people 100 miles away from my house, then they started talking about Whitmer's cottage. And right there, dude, like, my heart sunk. I didn't know if I was going to make it out of that situation alive. I had no idea what was going on. So, anyways, yeah, I took a video. Adam asked me, he said, hey, Molitor, I need to take a video. So we drove by her place, and on his phone, I took a video, and that's how I got the material support for terrorism. And because I had my side piece on me, like I always did, that was the felony firearm.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really nice of them. The government, that's who I'm talking about. So, anyways, So that's how I got wrapped into it. And then nothing happened after that. I'm like, well, if this was serious, they'd be talking more. They'd be doing, there'd be a whole group. I didn't know about all the other guys. I went in a truck with two people, man. So I don't know what the heck is going on. You know what I mean? So anyways, I didn't say anything. Why am I going to tell on crazy people? What seemed like crazy talk. It didn't make sense. So anyways, then I got raided during a family get together. They pointed guns at my children. You know, they were just little kids, man.
And so you look at what you guys have gone through, and I just want to wrap this up this way. You went through that. How concerned are you now what they're doing to President Trump? How concerned are you for the rest of the people if they can do it to you, like you said, that how do we get justice back, real justice, if this is what our Justice Department will do?
What you need to do, everybody, write, call, email your representatives, form civil groups in your own community amongst yourselves. I'm not even talking about militias or anything, just people who are active. Learn how the system works. It's
absolutely shocking stuff. And you know, it brings me right back to the whole conspiracy theory thing. Anytime there's any skepticism to accept an official narrative, the left-wingers always say the same thing. Ooh, those kooky, deranged Alex Jones, tinfoil hat, alt-right MAGA chud conspiracy theorists. Another unfounded theory. But a lot of the times, the initial reaction, the initial theories, aren't unfounded, but rather very much founded in American history, and sometimes, or at least in this case, in very recent American history. Let's talk about the attempt on Donald Trump's life at his Pennsylvania rally. You know, again, they're calling us conspiracy theorists. How dare anybody suggest that this individual did not act on his own? To suggest anything else is an insult to the credibility and trustworthiness of our very credible and totally trustworthy federal agencies. But like I always say, give me a frickin' break. Miss me with that nonsense. We're supposed to believe that the gunman acted on his own. It's kinda hard to believe, you know? Occam's razor. We're supposed to believe the most wild theory that a 20-year-old kid totally acting on his own with no help managed to pull off what should have been impossible. And yes, I mean impossible. It should have been impossible to get on top of that roof, but he managed to do it. And the most logical reaction is, well, that makes so much sense. It must have just been a whoopsies. Oh, whoops. The Secret Service just forgot to secure the perimeter. They forgot to have people stationed on that roof or surrounding that building and all the clear, easy access to the roof, even after being repeatedly warned that there was a highly suspicious individual with a rangefinder, a rifle, you know, the list goes on. Again, give me a break. I mean, not too long ago, it was proven in court that the FBI was engaged in an entrapment case. This is what they do. There's a whole long history of false flag events. And of course, they always do the same thing. These agents at these law enforcement agencies always do the same thing. They target people that are clearly deranged and unwell. Over time, they gain their trust, and slowly but surely, they mold them. And look how far they're willing to go. They grabbed this guy totally unwillingly, shoved him in a car with some other poor schmucks that they were manipulating, got him caught up in this whole scheme that apparently he didn't even have knowledge of, and then just to show you their intent, he was carrying a firearm legally, and they used that against him and charged that against him. Armed MAGA right-wingers attempt to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer, and they did that in an election season. I mean, totally wild stuff, and frankly, stuff that would be unbelievable if it wasn't so believable because of the behavior track record. You know, again, going back to what I said earlier, having questions here, having a theory that goes against the media narrative isn't unfounded, it's grounded in actual history, and again, in this case, in recent history. And the craziest part is that Democrats were in on it. For Pete's sakes, Gretchen Whitmer knew exactly what was going on, yet she promoted it and lied about it at the time.
Earlier today, Attorney General Dana Nessel was joined by officials from the Department of Justice and the FBI to announce state and federal charges against 13 members of two militia groups who were preparing to kidnap and possibly kill me and refused to condemn white supremacists and hate groups like these two Michigan militia groups. Thank you to the fearless FBI agents.
And she continues to lie about it today. These people will clearly stop at nothing in their attempts to stop Donald Trump from ever assuming power again. And again, the question is, if they did that, what makes you think they wouldn't do this? It's not a crazy outlandish theory. It's the most logical path. We've seen the text messages. We've seen Peter Strzok and Lisa Page talking about their secret plan to stop Donald Trump. We saw Crossfire Hurricane, how they colluded with the Clinton campaign and the Russians and a former British spy. why, in their shadow coup attempt to unseat a duly elected president, we saw it. We've seen the leftist hysteria. We've seen how far they're willing to go with their rhetoric. I mean, really, let's just say it, we've seen the absolute insanity of the left. We've seen how far they're willing to go. They absolutely hate Donald Trump. They hate conservatives. And so it's really not crazy to assume that some of these individuals, some people who feel the same way, who have the same thoughts, the same emotions, people who literally think that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, an existential threat to the nation, it's not too crazy to believe that some of those individuals exist within these agencies. Clearly, they've engaged in this behavior before. Who's to say they wouldn't engage in it again, except this time, the plot might have been a little bit more extreme. Anyways, that's pretty much it. Just a crazy video. I mean, that's one of the guys that the FBI entrapped. Crazy world that we're living in. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.